can recognize that many of you would be adding to the voice, we need more air, attempting to open windows, trying to change seats with her, looking for some way to appease her in her situation. And there is not anything wrong with that. Anything that you can do that can bring some relief is fine. But when you realize that you are interacting vibrationally and that it is the vibration that is at the heart of everything that happens, it's not a good idea to turn your undivided attention to the crises, because you cannot then energetically do anything to alleviate anything. In other words, you've heard us say, all of you have heard us say, three parts to the process of deliberate creation. Step one, ask. Step two, source answers. Step three, you must allow the answer that you are asking for. And there's a tendency in your awareness of a problem. Esther finds it even when she is interacting with her grandchildren. There is this tendency to want everything to be just right for them. And in an attempt to make everything just right for them, she is sending the wrong message. And the message that she is sending to them, or you might be sending to someone that you're even trying to save in a situation like that, is don't do anything about your vibration, and I, Savior that I am, will manipulate the conditions of your environment in order to adjust them to something that is pleasing for you. And that is exactly the opposite of what you're wanting to do. Now, sometimes people will, they don't say it in so many words, but what the message that is coming across is, I've jumped out of an airplane, I'm at 40,000 feet, I have no parachute, now what should I do? And we always lovingly say, hang on, it will be over soon. Because when you're in that situation where the panic attack is upon you, or where you really cannot breathe, while there is this tendency, in other words, almost every human would say, but Abraham, shouldn't someone just open the window? Or shouldn't the bus driver just turn on the air conditioning? And we say, in many situations, the button's broken. The air conditioning cannot just be turned on. And very many willing people will say, I'll double check it. I'll do my best to fix it. I'm very sorry for where you're at. And we want you to understand that under all conditions, if you are the one standing in a position where you're waiting to be saved, or if you are the one trying to offer the saving through action, you're barking up the wrong tree. And so when you say, what should I do, or how should I deal with this? We say, see the problem, hear the woman's cry for help, understand what she's feeling and what she's asking for, and then give your undivided attention to what she is asking for. Years ago, Jerry and Esther were in Texas. They were in the middle of what had seemed like a very long drought. It hadn't rained for a very long time, and their acreage has many large oak trees which were looking mighty thirsty. And Esther sat on the porch one day and asked for rain. And we said to her, you cannot allow rain when you are so desperate for it. And the more she pled her case about how thirsty the trees were and how cracked and hard the ground was and how much they needed the rain, the more she held herself along with everybody else in the area in an attitude of such resistance. And we said, why do you want the rain? Why do you want the rain? And Esther stopped for a moment, because she had not been thinking about why she wanted the rain. She was so fixated on not having enough rain. And so, why do you want the rain? And she said, because I love the feeling of rain. I love the feeling of it in the air. I love the feeling of it upon my skin. I love the way it softens the soil, and I love the way it washes the dust from the bushes. And I love the way the trees perk up. I love the way the birds sing afterward. I love the feeling of the rain. And in that moment, it began to rain. The news report said, a very odd, isolated thunderstorm is happening over Bernie, Texas. No one else got rain. It was a rain that came just for the one who was allowing it powerfully. Now, everyone in the area was desperate for the rain. Oh, the request for rain had been very well established. The rain had been summoned. The rain had been summoned. The rain had been summoned. But no one was letting in the rain. No one was letting in the oxygen. No one was letting in the air. No one was you see what we're getting at?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't take a busload of people. It doesn't take everyone on the island. It doesn't even take a fixed air conditioner. All it takes is one who thinks about why we want the air rather than what's wrong with the fact that we are not getting the air, you see. And what